The funeral for the former Angolan president, José Eduardo Santos, went well, was attended by several heads of state, mainly from Africa. And that one of the things that really highlighted this moment was that UNITA's president, Mr. Adalbert Costa Jr., he also attended the funeral. So I would say for the most part, it went very well.
Can you give us a few names in terms of who attended the funeral?
Well, several heads of states attended the funeral, including the Zimbabwean president, the former Namibian president, Sami Njoma, the South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, as well as the Portuguese president, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa.
The funeral took place on the heel of this August 24 election, which results have been criticized by the opposition UNITA. What's next for UNITA? What are they going to do after the results?
UNITA has issued a statement and also they hold a press conference in regard to the vote counting by the National Electoral Commission. Basically, they disputed the results published by the National Electoral Commission. And so UNITA's president, Adalberto Costa Jr., he also challenged the National Electoral Commission to have a recount, but with observers from all over the world to mediate this issue. One thing within the Angolan law that they probably will do, they have to submit a complaint on CNN, the Electoral Commission. So then, if the CNN doesn't provide a satisfactory result to UNITA, then they have to go to the Constitutional Court. The issue is that both the National Electoral Commission and the Constitutional Court are controlled by the MPLA, the ruling party.
Back to the funeral of the late president. We know that Dos Santos ruled the country for decades. How are the people of Angola remembering him?
So the question about how Angolans remember Dos Santos really depends who you ask. I mean, there were individuals perhaps who would say that Dos Santos played an important role to bring peace to Angola after almost three decades of civil war, which ended in 2009. And then there are also other people who would say that, no, he actually used his power to loot the country. He embezzled millions of dollars and his cronies, and left many Angolans under extreme poverty in a country that has only 30 or 32 million people with extreme wealth that wasn't able to provide even the basic needs for Angolans, including the youth.